Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. I'm Dusty Likens, joined by Bob Fesco, our executive producer and fantasy football show host on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You better listen to it. It's on the same station on 96.5 The Fan. How did that go, by the way? Faster than you thought?
It flew by, like you said. I didn't realize. I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
You drove home like Andy Dufresne, a free man, just top down, sunglasses on, no care in the world.
Dude, it was awesome, man.
I got my picks in. I'm ready to go.
Heck yeah, man. It's my first live show I ever hosted, so it was great.
Awesome, really man. Excited. Congratulations for you. We'll be looking forward to more of those in the future. I know Binkley came on after you. Was he here before you, though? That's the million-dollar question.
I got here like 8:05. He was there like 8:08.
There you go. Perfect. Yep, absolutely. Way to go, Jay. We'll talk to Binkley on Wednesday. He was watching college football over the weekend.
Mac lost 2 cherries in 1 week.
Wow. What was the other one? Oh, the Chiefs game. Chiefs game. Man, big weekend for you. Yeah. And then you got to go to the old dinner theater. How was that? Was that good?
Did you have fantastic?
Did you have stroganoff or, you know, sherbet or what did you have?
I like both of those things.
Tapioca.
So you'll get no backlash from me. Like, if you gave me orange sherbet and hamburger helper beef stroganoff,
you're in on that?
Yeah.
I'd pass up on the orange sherbet. I'd go for like a strawberry sherbet.
I like the orange or the lime.
Oh, see, I like a strawberry. Anything red is good.
You ever taken a scoop of orange, scoop of lime, and then poured a little Sprite?
No.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds like
brioche.
Yeah, that really does sound brioche. Yeah,
straight up.
I think like that's almost like too soury for me. I don't think I'd. So, what was the food spread like? Did they have like carrot raisin salad?
Dude, they actually have tapioca. Good stuff. I think you guys would be impressed.
No, I hear the food is good. I'm asking.
I was never. I just thought maybe it was like a Luby's Cafe.
It's like serve yourself. You know, you go in line. You know,
so a buffet. Buffet
type thing. Yeah, I know, a little germaphobe. Tough. I get that. Yeah. Really good bread, good steak, mashed potatoes.
Steak
pasta.
At a buffet. I like it. Yeah. How many slices did you have? Get a couple of fillets.
We made them extra sloppy for you. Exactly. Chill out, lady. You're scaring us.
A few Moscow mules.
Gnaw that mole off her chin.
come on. Okay, let's get into Overreaction Monday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Is Michael Penix, should he be the starter?
It's Penix time in ATL, man. How bad did Kirk Cousins look over the weekend, right?
He did
not look good. They lost to Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin for life, baby.
Okay.
They gave up 6 field goals. Pittsburgh didn't score a touchdown, and they lost the game. And that's your $180 million quarterback
out there.
He was the difference, guys, between Atlanta being a whatever they were and being a playoff team. Kirk Cousins, I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you what. The clock is starting to tick on Penix time down in the ATL.
Is that an indication of...
Kirk Cousins had 155 yards passing yesterday.
Is that an indication of what the Achilles injury can be post-stop at that age?
Oh, that's interesting. Are you saying we may see that tonight?
Like, are we going to see a sluggish shove it? Because what... Kirk Cousins is a little bit younger than Aaron, right?
A little bit younger.
Not a little bit younger. He's a good amount of years younger. Football years a lot.
Four or five for sure. The difference is Kirk tore his Achilles in week 8.
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers week 1. So 2 months of recovery is different. Yeah. That's the big difference.
Yeah. We'll see, though. I mean, still, you're playing with an Achilles. I mean, we'll talk to DJ coming up at 7:30. And, you know, when he was rehabbing, it was his Achilles, I think.
No, he ruptured his.
He talked about, we can talk to him about the rehab and what that takes.
Yeah.
Because I remember he had said, and Mike DeVito had said at the time, if they weren't doing it together, they probably never would have made it through that rehab. That's how intense and stressful and painful and hard that rehab is for the Achilles. So, I mean, I think it'd be good to talk to DJ to find out what that's like playing on that Achilles and when you can start to trust that too, you know?
Yeah, and to your point, it just didn't really look like he could move. The Falcons were in pistol or shotgun on 96% of their snaps, no designed runs. That just means he can't go under center to turn around and take those steps confidently to hand the ball off.
Well, that was a bad display, and I'm going to tell you what. You know, I like Michael Penix, so the Penix clock is now ticking. If he goes out there and has another bad game, don't you think the Atlanta fans are going to be, you know, banging on the table and banging the drum for Michael Penix Jr.? I mean, that's why you go and draft him. You know, Atlanta made that signing and then immediately drafted Michael Penix Jr. Maybe he got in there after they signed him and they went, uh-oh.
Well, Atlanta's getting ready to start 0-2 and could be 0-3 because they play Philadelphia on Monday night and they get the big bad boys of the AFC West week 3.
Yeah,
so.
week 3. I mean,
good
Atlanta,
luck.
I mean, a week ago people were like, oh, Atlanta's going to win that division. Oh my God, they're so good.
Nah,
Atlanta
dude.
May start the season 0-3.
Carolina.
Carolina. Let's get to that one real fast.
Okay.
That may be the worst
what
team I've ever seen.
Is there for Carolina? No, that they're going to win three games?
That's overreaction. Yeah, right. Yeah, like that. That was the worst team that I've seen play football
in a very long time.
They were absolute
2012
dog
Chiefs are up there.
Yeah.
That team that went winless with Calvin Johnson's up there.
No, but this Carolina team, I'm rooting for them to go winless. Like, if you're going to be bad, be historically bad. The White Sox need 9 more wins in their final 19 to not set the record for the most losses in the history. They're not getting that.
No.
They're not going 9-10. Like, if you're going to be bad, just be historically bad. And if you're Carolina, go 0-17, man. There's no, I mean, for the players, I know they'd like to win a game or something, but for the franchise, there's nothing to benefit by going 2-15. There really isn't. Go 0-17.
Would love that.
Not that there's a great quarterback in this year's college draft that you can take, but my God, go 0-17, man.
Yeah. Travis Etienne really cost the Jaguars a big one yesterday, as there was some drama in that Miami game that we got to earlier. We'll get back into that as well, because it's just hilarious to me.
It's wonderful, but I think Travis Etienne fumbled away the season for the Jags yesterday.
Mm.
Whoa. I think that is a season-altering fumble, and I don't know that it's going to be one that the Jags can recover from. You're going in to open, what, like a 3-score lead over the Dolphins late in the game. You fumble the football at the 2, goes into the back of the end zone. Next play, 80 yards, Tyreek Hill, touchdown. That game was over. Etienne fumbled away that season for Jacksonville. I don't know that they're going to be able to recover from that. Overreaction or truth, I don't know. I've seen this show before where you just gag one away like that, and you're never able to get your feet back under you. So, man, I think Jacksonville just kind of screwed the pooch on that one.
They get Cleveland at home next week, and then they play at Buffalo with that doubleheader on Monday night, which I hate.
I'm with you on that. Like, it's a random week 3 doubleheader on Monday. Yeah.
I mean, the night game is Washington and Cincinnati. Both teams are going to be 0-2. Jacksonville and Buffalo are going to play. Both teams will be 1-1. Depends on how late you want to stay up that night. I don't know if Etienne, I don't know if you fumble away their season, but I mean, look, that's one of those games when you look at the schedule, like, how can we steal one? Where if you're a Jacksonville fan, you're probably like, that's probably a loss in Miami week 1, that offense, yeah, whatever. But if you can steal a game, that's where you steal it. So that's one of those games that at the end of the season, unfortunately, when you go back and look at the schedule, that's an AFC matchup.
Yeah, it's a huge loss.
Not a divisional matchup, but that's an AFC matchup. That's a tiebreaker implication. And that's a game that you could have stolen away from, especially seeing when Tyreek Hill got arrested in what was a tank top, jeans, and a choker necklace.
Right.
Interesting choice at the age of 30.
Right. But you're up 17-7 at that point.
Right.
You're getting ready to go up 24-7.
Mm-hmm.
That game is cooked. That game is done.
Nice.
And you fumble it away, and then the next play is a touchdown. Now it's 17-14, and you just saw where that was going. Jacksonville never stood a chance.
By the way, from the text line, guys, Russell Wilson could have played yesterday. He was listed as the emergency third quarterback. He was actually active. That's why he was in uniform. Thanks, Coach. We get back into overreaction Monday. Josh Allen, your front runner for MVP.
Not me.
That's Mac.
It's me.
Okay.
Josh Allen's it. My guy was Jordan Love. Obviously got hurt. He's going to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Going to be kind of tough to win it with missing a month.
He ain't winning it now.
No, he's not winning it.
Jalen Hurts missed 1 week against Patrick Mahomes, and
you're done. So that takes out the window. Sucks because he got hurt. But Josh Allen, I think he's going to have to do it all this season. I mean, Khalil Shakir, I mean, Keon Coleman, they just don't have a lot to go to. It's going to be Josh Allen's show.
He took over that game yesterday. He really did. He hurt his hand. I don't know what kind of injury that's going to be. So we'll have to see about that as we progress through a Monday morning. But Josh Allen got the hand injury. And I mean, he had to be that good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be that good for 17 straight weeks and just be the only option that you have on offense. They better find something else, otherwise they're going to be playing tiddlywinks in January.
Mac, take a lap, take a kneel, take a bow, whatever it is. Sam Darnold, you were right.
Sam Darnold,
he
baby.
He played the Giants.
I don't care. He was 12 for 12 with 125. I don't care if you're playing the Giants, Chiefs, Browns, or Titans.
I don't care.
You go 12 for 12. That's impressive.
It was a real impressive start, but as bad as Carolina is, the Giants are going to challenge Carolina for the worst team in the league.
Were losing as soon as they put those jerseys on.
I liked them, actually. Nobody else did. Yeah.
Hot take.
I liked them. I think it's neat.
They were ass.
They were so bad.
They looked like Buffalo Kansas Jayhawks and the Green Bay Packers pants had a child.
Yeah. Well, they're also 100 years old, but at least
the helmet didn't match. The jersey didn't match. The pants didn't match. Hey, well, it matched the talent on the field.
It did, but that was the jerseys in 1924, you know, like, so they threw it back. At least they got something different, man. The Chiefs could stand a little, you know, a little different in their uniforms.
My overreaction with the Giants game is that Daboll is going to get fired before the second month of the season.
He may get fired real fast. Yeah.
He's got one decision to make everybody happy, and that's bench Daniel Jones.
You gotta bench Daniel Jones. You can't continue to roll him out there. He sucks.
Sorry. Yeah. It ain't happening.
No, he's got to go. You got to move on from that mess. But
I might be jealous that he's dating Kay Adams. It is what it is, but that guy sucks.
Yeah, he's got to go. Good. No, he's never been good, and that's the problem. They paid him when they didn't have to pay him, so now you're stuck in a contract. I'd rather see you let a player go than sign a player to a contract that will make no sense later. Cleveland, the Giants, you know, the list goes on and on of people we have seen get paid in the NFL or even in Major League Baseball, those 10-year deals for Albert Pujols and company that make no sense whatsoever after they sign him, but you get FOMO, and the Giants got FOMO with Daniel Jones for whatever reason, because he won a playoff game a couple of years ago, signed him to that long-term contract. Now they're kind of stuck with him, but you know what? Be like the Denver Broncos and just eat a bad contract, man. Just let that guy go and find yourself a replacement. My dad's texted me yesterday, it's time for DeVito. Like, I mean, this is where we are already. It's time for DeVito again.
Time for Drew Locke.
But who's the quarterback this year coming out of college? At Carolina or the Giants or anybody who's going to need a quarterback?
Quinn Ewers or Carson Beck.
Yep.
Is Quinn Ewers legit, though? When was the last time a Texas quarterback
went into the NFL?
When
was the last time a Texas Tech quarterback went into the NFL? You know what
True,
I mean?
True, that's a fair point.
I don't like that. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's
what I'm saying.
No, but that's a fair point. We always do that, but Texas has been always like really good college quarterbacks,
and then they fall on their face
in the NFL. So.
Well, he would have fit in yesterday to your theory of quarterback play.
Well, the quarterback play in the league yesterday, I mean, it shows you how good Patrick Mahomes is. Like, if you're not appreciating what Patrick Mahomes is all about after watching Week 1, of the NFL yesterday, I don't know what it's going to take for you to appreciate Patrick Mahomes.
We're so lucky.
By far the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not even close. I mean, I don't even know who's number two at this point in time.
And he played like okay on Thursday.
Yeah.
And he still looked far and away better than some of the people yesterday.
God, some of this hot. All three rookies yesterday just embarrassed themselves.
Jaden Daniels had some moments.
Oh, God. They got housed by Tampa.
They did, but they did. He at least had flashes.
Yeah.
They got housed.
We know this, overreaction Monday, Cincinnati is not a playoff team.
I don't know if that's necessarily an overreaction. They always seemingly start slow,
though, don't they?
Yeah.
They start bad.
Did you see who they lost to?
Yeah, I did. Exactly. New England, yeah.
I'm just throwing this out there. Yeah. We just poo-pooed on the Giants and the Carolina Panthers. I would hate to say it, but I would say the next worst team is probably New England. They literally said in the broadcast, you will not recognize one name we will bring up in their receiving core. That's what the broadcast said. And I'm sitting there, you know, red zoning it, and that was the quick little snidbit we got. And then I'm watching that game develop, and I'm going, what is going on here?
Like, they won.
And they ended up winning the game with a bunch of nobodies against Cincinnati, who's supposed to be a somebody. And you lose that game to New England, now you've got to go win one that you probably weren't supposed to, which, again, some people would say, oh, the biggest thing that could happen this week is Cincinnati lost. Now they're going to come to Kansas City all pissed off.
Oh, God, yeah, you're seeing that already.
No,
yeah,
they're not.
You're seeing that already.
I just watched one team on Thursday night clearly prove that they are significantly better than everybody else. The AFC is a conglomerate of the same team, and there's one that's not the same, and it's Kansas City.
It's Kansas City. I don't know what I was watching yesterday or who I heard say this, but it was really good, and somebody said, I think it was McCourty on Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America, but I could be wrong on that one. Again, I want to give credit where credit's due because it was a really good statement. They go, we got to stop talking about Joe Burrow beating the Chiefs that one time at Arrowhead. Like, we got to stop talking about that game. That game doesn't mean anything anymore. The Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. And I can't remember who said that yesterday. I'm like, you're absolutely right. We have been crowning Joe Burrow in Cincinnati because of a win 3 years ago at Arrowhead Stadium. Since then, the Chiefs have gone on to win two Super Bowls and are going for their third, but yet everybody wants to go back to that playoff game and say, well, this is why Joe Burrow and company are as good as the Chiefs, because they beat them at Arrowhead some 3 years ago in the postseason, and they're like, we got to stop talking about that game.
The only reason I won't hit the panic button after they lose to the Chiefs is because their next two games are the aforementioned Commanders and Panthers. And then 2 weeks after that, they have the Giants, three of the four worst teams.
So
they're going to play.
They've got an opportunity to start 0-2, then be 3-2 after their first five or something like that. Cincinnati seemingly always starts slow. But, I mean, you got to beat New England in the opener. My God, that team's not even trying.
I felt like that was a free space on the bingo card.
That's why you can't take those free spaces on the bingo card that way. I mean, the one thing we've learned about the NFL is you don't know anything about the NFL until these games start.
Feels good to have it back.
Oh, God, does it. Yeah.
So good.
And I want to go over this one real fast. Do you think TJ's better than JJ, Mac?
Yes.
I think so.
Dude took over a game yesterday. I mean, he wrecked the game. He's the best defensive player by far in the NFL. It's not
probably
close.
One of the best you've seen since Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
I mean, he dominated that game
yesterday.
No,
he's the better brother. I had that conversation last year on my show. I said, is TJ Watt now better than JJ Watt, or does he need – and if you look up their sacks, and we can do this later, they're very close. He's clearly going to take the lead, but he's definitely the better brother.
Yeah.
It's not a debate anymore.
Well, seriously though, I mean, I know Aaron Donald was good. I guess the Rams for me are a part of my life that since 1989, I've never liked the Rams. Okay. I just absolutely despise the Rams for just hate them. Right. I never really pay attention to what they do. I love Sean McVay. He's an unbelievable head coach, my guy. But I don't like the franchise. Just never have, right? Flipper Anderson scoring a touchdown, running up the tunnel. So, to me, the Rams are just a team I've never paid attention to all that much. I don't ever recall watching Aaron Donald destroy a game like I saw TJ Watt do yesterday. And maybe he did. Again, I'm speaking from a bias. I never really paid much attention to the Rams.
I gave you three.
But
Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. Yeah,
he shut that game down.
He did shut down the Super Bowl. You're right.
Give me my ring now.
Yeah, you're right. But that was also the Super Bowl after the Chiefs lost to the Bengals, and I don't think any of us were really paying much attention to that game.
Come on.
No, I don't know that. It was on. I passively watched that game.
No, same.
You know?
I did too.
I was pissed. Yeah, I was just there. I had no interest in that game.
Yeah, well, look where you are now.
And it ended up being a terrible Super Bowl, like a 13-9 final. It wasn't entertaining, so we all got our wish. But TJ Watt yesterday just absolutely wrecked a game by himself. Yeah. He's the reason why Pittsburgh won that game yesterday.
Him and Boswell.
Boswell, that guy
parked like 8 field goals yesterday, like 3 from the 50. They had like 20 points as a fantasy kicker.
Somebody kept saying yesterday, like, I don't remember the last time Boswell had a game like this. And my friend Kurt Nelson's like, we do. Yeah, like, we watched that here.
Yeah. I mean, 2017. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I was at that game, Alex.
One of the most bizarre football games ever.
There was a ice storm that was supposed to happen.
Remember they delayed the game that they never did. And then there was a holding penalty that they called on Eric Fisher that never happened. Yeah.
And then they kicked six field goals
and won the game. Was 18-14, 18-15?
18-16.
18-16, something stupid like that. God.
Couldn't see it. Dak contract yesterday obviously was going to happen the whole time. And I think that we talked about this earlier with the...
That's the thing with the script. They let that out of the bag in the pregame show, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to use the script, you got to bag that interview. I mean, we all know there's a script out there.
That's what I was kind of confused about, because that's where, as I'm driving into work, I do it all the time. Coffee's flowing, radio's on faintly. And I think to myself, like, what are the, out of the NFL weekend, how great it was. Like, Dallas knew. Like, Jerry knew,
of
and
course.
Jerry wanted to dominate Sunday.
Yes.
Because there was none of this. Like, you look at the contract dispute between Ja'Marr Chase and Cincinnati.
That's a nasty dispute.
Those are two sides that are literally arguing with each other of, like, pay me, and they're like, we have another year. But you're going to pay me anyway? Yes, but we're not going to pay you yet. Random. The other thing, too, is you look at Dallas and Dak, and it was never like, I'm not going to play until I get my contract. Are you worried? No. And then CeeDee Lamb gets signed a week ago. And then Dak gets signed 7 hours before kickoff.
That's right.
And now Micah Parsons is the one guy out of the loop. And we all know that Micah Parsons is going to get paid. It's just a matter of when.
When?
And Jerry loves himself some theatrical
moments.
You think
he does it today before the Aaron Rodgers return?
Ooh. No, I think he'll do it. What are they playing next week? They have another 3 o'clock start, always.
The Chiefs are at 3:25 against the Bengals next week. That's the big game of the weekend. Yeah. That could potentially steal the spotlight. Maybe he swoops in next week.
Dallas plays the Saints at noon. So doesn't need to steal the spotlight. But
well, it's a noon game against the Saints.
Nah, you don't need to steal the spotlight there. I don't know. I think Micah gets signed in the offseason.
Yeah.
Because now what you say is you're like, look, we've proven to you that we've paid our two guys that we said we needed to pay. You're the third. We'll get there. Just play. I promise you, you're going to get your contract hurt or not.
And if I'm Micah Parsons, I go, I ain't taking your word on anything. You know, like, lie right to his face.
That's
fair. I'd like to get Micah Parsons here. Like, you let him walk. Oh. My goodness, let's go. Would you trade Carson Steele straight up for Micah Parsons?
I'm not even going to attack that. It's obvious.
The animal steel is untouchable. Okay. You know this, Bob.
Right. Would you trade Juju Smith-Schuster right now for Micah Parsons?
Would you trade Carl Loftus and a second-round pick for Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Talking about TJ Watt, I think Parsons, you know, maybe not two, but is he three? Is he four? I mean, he's a top five defender.
I'm glad the Dolphins paid Jalen Ramsey just to watch him get cooked yesterday.
Gosh, yes.
Some mahi-mahi on that field.
I'm going to tell you, you hit that 30-year-old mark, man. Got to stop paying, guys.
And then before we get out of here, you were right. NBC announced over the weekend that the NBC game that was Thursday Night Football, Ravens Chiefs season opener, averaged 28.9 million across all platforms, making it the most watched NFL game ever.
Yeah. Regular season opener, biggest of all time.
You
right?
want to know
yeah.
why it's on Peacock and Apple TV, which, God, the Royals and Apple TV really killed me.
Hang on a second. We'll get to the Royals in our next, but that Apple TV, that's like watching a high school broadcast.
Brutal.
I mean, it's awful.
If you're going to pick it up, pick it up.
It's worse than Colt McCoy.
Mm.
And he stunk.
That's right.
So, yeah, that Apple TV thing was, ugh.
Yeah.
But the Netflix thing is interesting because I was told that they would not sign a deal with the NFL unless they were guaranteed the Chiefs.
Ah. Wow. Fair enough.
So they signed the deal because they were guaranteed the Chiefs.
I mean, you watched the teams yesterday. It's not a lot of fun.
It's such a separation, guys. Yeah, it really is. Like, if we're not all realizing that right now, I don't know what more to tell you. We are so much better than every other team in this league. It's not even close. And I know it was a close game against Baltimore and Kate. Baltimore's the second best team in the AFC, and it's not even close. They may be the second best team in the NFL right now, and it's not even close. Those were your two best teams that played on Thursday, and the Chiefs won by a touchdown in a league where the average win is about 3 or 4 points. They
Chalk
dominated
that up for
that
things
game.
You love to see.
God.